They'd have to boost the number of foreign workers as they expand. And that's understandable. But is this is short term 6 months? Is it a year after it opens? What are we looking at?
Yeah, again, we just can't get into the business contract, but we insist on Ontario workers be the workers that build these batteries.
You are listening to the voice of Vic Fedeli this morning, talking to Greg Brady, given no answers, or thinking that they gave an answer, but it's just spin, right? Because it's not a hard question. Are these, you know, this is $5 billion. The $5 billion that we are all, you know, told is promising all sorts of job creation, like, what are we getting out of it for the Canadians? Is it for the Canadian jobs? No, they're not going to say. But what they have said is that, well, this $15 billion or $5 billion of the subsidies from us, but this massive Honda deal to go all things electric vehicle will create immediate jobs, instantly, 1,000 of them. And then, of course, all the spin-off jobs. But how many? Well, I won't present the business case. Add up do the math on this, right? $5 billion for 1,000 jobs, what, $5 million bucks per job? And then people will say, look, money that could have created jobs elsewhere, or money that's being paid for using money taken from actual job creators, which, of course, got hit with new taxes and capital gains in the last week. So, again, we're trying to find out, is the case made on these things as far as investing into these battery carrying companies on our dime? Like, what are we getting out of it? Are these Canadian jobs only? Because you only need to go and look back to Stellantis when all of a sudden, you know, after all the bravado, we hear, oh, you know, 1,600 of the 2,500 jobs went to South Koreans, you know, coming over here. This is not how it's supposed to work. Let me bring in Franco Terrazano, Federal Director of the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. Franco, so good to have you on a Friday.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Vic Fedeli, you know, they do spin a lot, right? And they are spinning right away from the one specific question, and Champagne is not answering it. Mr. Trudeau's not answering it. And it's, where's the guarantee that the money that we're paying here is going to Canadian jobs? And they just won't answer it.
Well, you know, even if you buy the government and put political spin on this, it's coming at a price tag to taxpayers of $5 million a job, even if you just believe the government spin on this. But let's look at the bigger picture, and you kind of set me up perfectly here, right? Because the Trudeau government just announced massive capital gains tax hike. Okay, so think about what's going on here, folks. The government is taking more money from, like, Canadian family-owned businesses who are already creating jobs here in Canada and for their community. The government is taking more money from doctors' retirement funds after those doctors have spent their entire career saving lives. The government is also going to be taking money, more money, from that smart computer science grad who wants to start the next Amazon here in Canada. And then the government is turning around and now giving buckets of cash to the boardrooms in Japan after giving buckets of cash to executives in Germany and Sweden. And, you know, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wants to talk about making the rich pay more. Well, how about you just make these multinational corporations pay for their own factories? And, you know, we have to also bring Premier Doug Ford into this because Premier Ford likes to talk about how he's looking out for the little guys. Well, with respect to Premier Ford, do you really think Honda is one of the little guys? Really?
Well, and the other side of this, so we were told kind of ahead of time, this is a much differently structured deal than with Stellantis and Volkswagen. This will be more in the interest of the taxpayer. And so I'm not seeing the difference because the $5 billion subsidy is split. You've got the federal portion of it, which I understand is going to be tax cuts. And then you've got the provincial side of it, which is cash.
All of this is still a cost to taxpayer, right? With this deal, it's a $5 billion hit from the taxpayer, right, to the pockets of these executives of a multinational corporation. And I'm glad you're talking also about the other big corporate welfare deals, right? Volkswagen and Stellantis in Ontario, Northvolt, I believe that was in Quebec. Well, you add up all of these corporate welfare deals, whatever you want to call them, you're looking at more than $50 billion hit to the taxpayer. More than a $50 billion hit to the taxpayer after the Trudeau government just announced a massive capital gains tax hike, after the federal government has raised the carbon tax, after the federal government continues to raise payroll taxes. So again, They're taking money from Canadians. They're taking money from Canadian businesses who are already creating jobs, who want to create more jobs in their communities in Canada. And then they're dumping all this money, like I said, to the boardrooms in Japan, Germany, and Sweden. Like, this is not real economic policy. This is just taking from middle-class Canadians, taking from Canadian job creators, and giving a bunch of money to select few multinational corporations and their army of corporate lobbyists.
On the assumption that they'll sell, right? Despite the fact that reports right now have, you know, the sales of them kind of, you know, stalling out. But to your point, like, for $50 billion, I think maybe the better investment would be overhaul the power grid, right? Get it ready for this kind of infrastructure, or because we have to build the infrastructure and the costs are enormous to even get it going. But we still have to pay all that stuff, right? But again, to your point on foreign nationals, yeah, we're making these investments. No guarantee anything's coming back.
Or you know what? How about you just, instead of raising taxes and giving a bucket of cash to a couple multinational corporations, how about you just leave the money in Canadians' pockets in the first place, right? Like, I remember when Premier Ford, what was it, back in 2018 when he was first running to be premier, he said something along the lines of, like, we're not going to be picking business winners and losers. Right. We're just going to cut taxes for everyone instead. That is a better way to do this. And let's start poking holes in the economic arguments of these politicians. Number one, if you even trust the politician's words, well, then this latest Honda corporate handout will still cost taxpayers $5 million for every job created. But number two, you shouldn't trust politician spin. And why is that? Well, the Canadian Taxpayers Federation, we did a bunch of ATIPs, got a bunch of records back on like 200 corporate handouts going back to the 1990s. In almost every one of those deals,
right,
the government records weren't even tracking which jobs were created. Okay, so from the records that we got, it shows that the government has no idea if all of those billions in corporate handouts were even leading to jobs. So you have these politicians that hold these press conferences that promise Canadians the moon, and then government records don't even track whether or not these jobs are even being created.
Right. So then how do you build your business case, which they won't show us?
Exactly. Right. And then the third point here to remember is, like, let's not pretend that this money is falling from the sky. This money is coming from Canadians' pockets to pay for these corporate handouts going to these multinational corporations. So, you know, if I had a business, and I was in, I don't know, Halifax or Abbotsford or Calgary or Saskatoon, I'd be pretty upset right now.
Sure.
Because the government is going directly after those entrepreneurs, those business owners, those doctors, taking more money from them and then giving money to these couple multinational corporations. You know, at best, none of those real jobs are new jobs. If anything, those jobs are being taken out of other areas of the economy. And you know what? If those politicians and bureaucrats actually knew what they were doing in forecasting economic activity, then they wouldn't be in government spending other people's money. They would be spending their own money in the stock market.
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. We've set a very dangerous bar on you know, handing out this money, because you can't go back. And who would want to invest here unless there's a check coming along with it? So I think it's very short-sighted. So we'll see where this goes. Yeah,
no kidding, right? Who's the next big multinational corporation to come cap in hand to the government? And is the government have any leg to stand on to now say no to all the other corporate lobbyists that are no doubt lining around the block looking for their next handout?
Yeah, it's a problem. It's a very big problem. And I'm not making a light of that. Appreciate your time, Franco. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Alex, and happy Friday.
You as well, Franco Terrazano, always breaking down the numbers with the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. So again, job creation is great, but job creation created by money that we pay is not job creation. Not the kind of job creation we want.